إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this life in stages. And if we are to make sense of what happens in life, then we have to remember that life is a stage. What we are going through is a stage. We came through some other stage and we go to another stage after this. Otherwise, if you think about life itself and just reflect on your life, there was a time when you were children, and you obviously you can't remember the time when you were in your mother's womb, but you know, early childhood. And I don't know how far in our memory we can go back, but whatever it was, 2 years old, 3 years old. And then we pass through, we grow up and go through different stages in life. I do this as an exercise when I'm teaching some of my leadership classes. There is a theory called the fractal theory. And in that, we get people to draw their life fractals. So, we go through different stages. We grow up, we go to school, try and get a job or start a business or whatever it is and so on, and then you start getting old and you get older, and then Allah protect us from all illnesses and weaknesses. But in the normal course of things, most people, they fall ill, and then there is this hospital, that hospital, and then finally dead. Now if you ask yourself, what was the point of it all? You know, so what? Like Ghalib Sahib said in his famous Sena tha kuch to khuda tha kuch na hota to khuda hota duboya mujhko hone ne nam hota main to kya hota. So the issue is, na hota main to kya hota. If I wasn't born, so what? Now, to give you an example, to illustrate this, many of you have children who are in school. Now, why does he go to school? I'm not talking about the education system, which sucks. Frankly, there is no need for him to go to school. Because all information that he will ever learn in school, or all information that he can ever learn in his entire life, is available free on the internet. You don't have to spend one paisa to give him what is called education. So why are you sending him to school? But that's a different story, so I won't go into that just now. But my point is that your son or your daughter goes to school. Now, supposing this, you find this child fails exam after exam, right? And if you ask them what's wrong, I mean, you are an intelligent person, you are an intelligent child, you seem to understand everything and so on, but why do you fail exams? And if the child says, you know, I love the school so much, I don't want to leave the school. If I pass an exam, if I pass the exam, I will go out of school, right? So, I fail the exam. I deliberately write the wrong answer and I fail the exam. Doesn't make sense. Because the whole point of going to school is for something else. That is the whole issue of stages. Why do you have a stage? A stage means what? A stage means there is something behind there, something after that. So, you don't go to school for the sake of going to school. No matter how much you love the school, you go to school in order for something else. So, this life of this dunya is not for the life of this dunya. This life of this dunya is for something else. Now, what is that something else? That something else is the akhirah. Now, if you reflect on this and think, just read world history. From the time whoever wrote whatever they wrote, the constant search of mankind has been this question of saying, what is the purpose of this life? Why am I here? What is going to happen after I die? Right? Every culture, every civilization. Take the Egyptians. The Egyptians were obsessed with death. Their entire, if you look at all the hieroglyphics on the pyramids and, you know, all their Egyptian culture and so on and so forth, it's all about that. Take the Romans. Take the Greeks. I mean, all the oldest civilizations which we know about. Everyone is focused only on one thing. What is the purpose of this life? Take this Hindu civilization here. I mean, in India also. The Aryans, before the Aryans, the the Dravidians who got kicked out from North India and they came to South India, and all of this. These two things. What is the purpose of this life? And what is going to happen after this? Which means that mankind always knew that this life is not an end in itself. And what do you understand from this? Why are people talking about after this? Meaning they think there is something. Except for the atheists who took the spin to say, this life by itself makes no sense. So therefore, they say there is nothing. But they also don't understand. If you ask the atheist, why do you exist? Tell me. Now, you say there is no God, there is no... Okay, no problem. Why are you here? There's no answer. Accident. I'm just here. That is not an answer. That's stupidity. I mean, So the point is that Alhamdulillah, 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 Thumma Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, that is why Allah sent the messengers, the prophets. That is why Allah sends His message. He sent the different kitabs, the different books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To answer this question, why am I here? And where am I going? What is going to happen thereafter? Now, bimashiyatillahi ta'ala, the only book of that whole long series of books, and we know about four. Allah knows how many He sent, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a messenger to every village, every qariya, to every place where people lived. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows this. But as far as we are concerned, Alhamdulillah, Thumma Alhamdulillah, that last message, Al-Quran Al-Kareem, is with us, along with the teachings of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So for us, why am I here and where am I going is not a matter of conjecture. There is no need for any guesswork. It is not a great mystery which needs to be solved. We know this. And that is why the importance, I remind myself and you, of since I know the answer, therefore, what must my life reflect? If I know I am going somewhere, if I know I have got a plane to catch, and now it is 5:15, and 6 o'clock the car is going to come, and then I have to go to the airport, I have got a plan, right? So what do? I finish my salah, I go home, I make sure my bags and all would have been packed the previous night. I'm waiting for the car. As soon as the car comes, I get into the car, I make sure I have my passport and this and that, and I get to the airport. There's a whole plan. I'm not, running around like a headless chicken. No, I know. This is what I have to do. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us this whole plan. What is going to happen? What is going to happen? From stage by stage, exactly. What will happen when the ruh is taken? What will happen when we go into the qabr? What will happen when we are raised from this qabr on the day of judgment? The questions are here, the questions there, the questions there, and the answers have also been given. Man Rabbuk? Rabbi Allah. Answer is given. The only issue is that answer cannot be memorized and repeated. Rabbi Allah is something that will come if indeed my Rabb was Allah. My Rabb is Allah. My Rabb is Allah, whether I believe it, whether I don't believe it, whether I deny it, whether I accept it, that doesn't change. But Rabbi, like you were saying yesterday, is your acceptance of this fact. Yeah, the fact that Allah is the Rabb, there is no... The reality does not depend on belief for its existence. It doesn't matter whether you believe or not. Question is, the relationship comes when we accept this reality. Rabbi, my Rabb is Allah. And that's why I remember once I mentioned this also, that see the beauty of this deen and this beauty of ibadah, the tasbihat we make in ruku and sujood. Yeah? Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. My Rabb al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-Ala. So this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what is being emphasized. So when we think about this life, I remind myself and you, let us remember that this is a stage. This stage is in order for us to prepare for the next stage. This is the only piece of our existence in which we have some measure of control on our lives. From the time when we were in the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course we have no idrak of this, till the time when inshallah may Allah give us all, I make dua, may Allah give everybody Jannatul Firdaus al-Ala bi ghairi hisab inshallah. This entire continuum, there is only this one small piece about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when they are asked, kam labithum, labithna yawman aw ba'da yawm, how long did you stay? Maybe one day, maybe part of a day. And in comparison, the one day of, only single day of Hashar is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it is equal to 50,000 years of this life, and that is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining it to us. It's not a question of multiplying that, you know, 3 into 365 days, no. So this little piece of time that has been given to us is so powerful because it is the only time when we have the power to do something. And that's why Imam Shafi rahmatullah said, this life is but an instant. Let it be an instant of obedience. He said, this life is an instant. But let that instant be an instant of obedience. And that's what I remind myself and you. Let us not live life by default. Let us not live life like robots. Let us live life thoughtfully. Consider that every word we say, every step we take, every move we make, I am watching you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Alam ya'alam bi'anna Allah yara. So therefore, let us make sure that every step we take, every move we make is a step and a move which takes us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in terms of our relationship. Because it is taking us closer to Allah in terms of the akhirah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to realize this and to make the take the maximum benefit of the time that He has given us on this earth, to ensure that when we meet Him, inshaAllah al-musta'an, we will deserve His rahmah, we will deserve His forgiveness. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us because He forgives, not because we deserve. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.